Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson, and I would love to invite you to stay tuned with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through elizabethcookson.com, and make sure the next time you're at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages from me, click on the blog tab at the top of the page and opt in for my RSS feed. You'll be so happy you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And today your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest Mark Romero will be sharing vibrational success. Unleash the magnificent you. And together we are going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. So before we begin, let me share a little bit about Mark. Mark is the founder and CEO of Mark Romero Music Incorporated and is an internationally known energy healer, guitarist, and teacher. Mark has helped thousands of people worldwide to experience instantaneous healings and shift in their perceptions. For nearly 20 years, Mark had a successful career in sales and executive management. And even with this success, the calling for him to be greater service to humanity is what ultimately encouraged him to change the direction of his life. And through his transformational music and speaking programs, Mark is now a channel for energy that eliminates negative influences in the environment and empowers people to break free of the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are holding them back from the life they truly desire. He's actually worked with Dr. Bruce Lipton, Marianne Williamson, T. Harv Eckert, Mark Victor Hansen, and the Dharma Foundation, just to name a few. And before we get started, I just wanted to share our call-in number with you, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on our homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So without further delay, welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be sharing the afternoon with you.
Oh, thank you. It is my pleasure. Well, I wanted to get started. You know, I want to thank you so much for the music. I have just enjoyed my last 4 or 5 days of just being in the moment. And I can tell you there is definitely that Latin vibe you have. And the flight of the eagle, I'm telling you, my hips started shaking. I did the shimmy with my shoulders. I was really breaking free, so I could feel the flight of the eagle in that song. And so I wanted to start a little bit with, how did you first discover that you had the ability to harmonize people's energetic fields? Because, I mean, you definitely kicked mine off.
Well, you know, these things always kind of tend to surprise us, I think, you know, when they show up in life, and that certainly was the case with me. I mean, this was not anything I was looking for. You know, I'd been playing, you know, guitar for, well, gosh, now over 30 years, and just it was a hobby. It was something I did for fun, and what actually kind of introduced this whole aspect into my life was I was actually playing at a wellness center here locally in town, And after I was done playing, this woman that ran the center comes up to me and she goes, I hear these tones in your music. You know, I'm looking at her. My first thought is, she's going to get a little weird on me. And the next comment kind of confirmed that. She goes, nobody can hear the tones but me. And I'm like looking at her going, mm-hmm. I go, yeah, you know what? I heard some tones too back in the 80s listening to Pink Floyd, hanging out with my buddies and stuff. And she says, I know this sounds funny. Just give me a CD. I want to connect you to these scientists. So she ended up connecting me to a former top consultant from NASA that eventually, out of our time together in that connection, discovered that there were inherent qualities in my music that actually helped to optimize people's personal energy. And that's what really kind of brought this all to my attention. And that was probably, got to be about 7 years ago now.
Well, how did you react to that? So, I think if somebody walked up to me and I think they're a little woo-woo or kind of, had something going on there, just like you said. But what was your reaction when you figured out that NASA had come in to, hey, there might be something behind this?
Well, even with that name, I still thought they were crazy. I'm like, going to go talking over there at NASA. I'd never, because I'd never heard about energy interrupters or quantum physics or even had been proposed the aspect that we weren't, what we experience through our senses, being flesh, blood, bone, and all that good stuff and what we're taught in school. And then here comes this guy who, had quite a tremendous resume and certainly a number of credentials to his name. And he's telling me, we're all made of energy. And quantum physics is really redefining the whole universe that we live in, including ourselves, the person that we see in the mirror. And, so initially when they told me about this and really brought this to my attention, quite honestly, I thought they were kind of a little off their rocker, to tell you the truth.
Well, I only can imagine. First of all, I think it would be surprising enough just to get a call from NASA to say, hey, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your music and how it works with energy fields.
Right.
So exactly. So why is it important, do you think, for people to discover the importance of harmonizing and optimizing their energy fields?
One of the analogies that I love to use that really brings it down to earth without getting all scientific and stuff is, obviously I'm a guitarist, so I love the guitar. I think the guitar is the most fantastic, musical instrument in the world. Of course, I'm completely biased in that assumption, but one of the reasons why I like the guitar is because I think it's such a great metaphor for you and me. We have the facets in which we express our lives through. Those are the strings. We have our health, we have our relationships, we have our prosperity, our livelihood, our spirituality, whatever it might be for us. We have these certain facets or aspects or strings of our life experience. And then we take action through those facets. That's the strumming and the plucking. We all go to work. We do the things that we do throughout our experience. And then, of course, we produce results. We, from our action through those facets, we produce results in our life experience. And I don't care how masterfully you play the game of life or the guitar, if your strings aren't in tune, you're never going to play beautiful music or truly create what it is that you have the capability to create in your life experience. And unfortunately, for a couple of real big reasons, we live in a world, we all do, where we have literally put ourselves out of tune and out of harmony with what these quantum physicists and this gentleman who used to consult to NASA called the quantum field. And we want to bring ourselves back in tune because, hey, when we're in tune, we play beautiful music. Like I said, you could be the best guitarist in the world, but if your strings aren't in tune, you're not going to achieve what it is that you want to create and express through your music.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really important for us to discover how it is that we can, in essence, tune our energy, bring ourselves back in harmony, because when we're back in harmony, we can create and manifest our desired results through our business, in our relationships, in our physical health, whatever aspect it is that we want to express ourselves through and whatever it is that we want to create. We just enhance our ability tremendously when we bring ourselves back in tune and back in harmony with this field of energy.
Wow. And, you know, I can feel your music. I mean, there is definitely a vibration, and based on the tune that I'm listening to, whether it's, you know, the serenity or the tranquility, you know, and trying to really kind of ground myself and just kind of get ready for the evening, or if I'm listening, you know, to a more jazzy tune or a more Latin tune, I feel completely different with each one of those albums, and it definitely shifts me. So depending on what the vibration is that I'm hearing, I feel it in my body. And like I said, as soon as I turn on, you know, any of the Latin-y and the Latin tunes, right, I just really can feel it in my body, and it's pretty amazing how it brings my energy up. I just feel like I don't have a care in the world and like I'm on cloud nine. And so when we come back from our commercial break, I really want to talk about, you mentioned energy interrupters, and you've piqued my interest on that. So I'm definitely interested in hearing a little bit more about that. And so if you're just tuned in, you are listening to Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart Radio, and today we've got Mark Romero on, and he is sharing vibrational success, unleashing the magnificent you. So we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson.
Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Transform your life.
And we're back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my guest today is Mark Romero. And we were just getting ready to start a conversation about energy interrupters. So, Mark, I'm very interested and intrigued on what is that?
Good question. Well, you know, it's funny. We don't think about so much about what it is that we're exposed to. I think we're becoming much more conscious and aware of it today, but you know, I always say this, you know, humanity, with all its wisdom, you know, has put over 80,000 man-made chemicals into our air, food, and water. I mean, we are literally surrounded on all sides by different chemicals that have worked their way into our air, food, and water. In addition to that, you know, we've also gotten the latest pad and phone and laptop computers and technology, you know, that utilizes electricity that we've surrounded ourselves with, our computers, fluorescent lights, all these things that have pretty much become main, parts of modern-day living. And all of these electronic devices actually produce what are called EMFs, or electromagnetic fields. They're actually fields created by anything that has electricity running through it. And so what these scientists and what I learned through this experience was that these chemicals in our environment and all these electromagnetic fields that we're exposed to are actually interrupting our energy. It's actually almost like creating static and noise in our modern day world. And as a result of that, we've literally put ourselves into a perpetual state of stress. We've compromised our physical energy, our strength, our flexibility, our overall health and well-being. We've also compromised our levels of consciousness, because as they were able to actually prove in their study, was that these things that we're being exposed to are also compromising and causing, in essence, static and noise in our brainwave activity, thereby inhibiting our memory, our focus, our creativity, our intuition. So in essence, what happens when the music plays is that you can begin to null and void the effects of all these different interrupters in your environment and experience all of the benefits of doing so.
Hmm. So see, this is kind of interesting because, okay, so if you think about all the TVs and the electronics and the iPods and things like you said, so if we're playing the music, does it also counteract what's occurring on that device? If you're playing it through, you know, your iPad or your MP3 player or whatever, is it kind of just bypassing all that and raising that vibration, even though we have a little bit of what you call an energy interrupter through that device?
Absolutely. I mean, you can do testing. You can actually demonstrate it physically, you know, with somebody with a, let's say, like an iPhone close to them. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to hold it. They don't even have to have it up to the side of their head or anything, and they physically go weak through this testing. Now, you can play the music through that device, and they no longer go physically weak anymore. And it's really quite profound what can actually happen. And in essence, what's happening to kind of, you know, simplify this of raising vibration. You know, these are terms that we hear. What does that really mean? Well, one of the analogies that I love to use is the old, remember the old FM radio dials, you know, that used to have 88.5 on one end and 108.7 on the other end, and you had all these frequency ranges in between. In essence, you know, all these interrupters, let's say for simplicity's sake, are broadcasting at 88.5. Well, what happens when you play the music in the environment is you're actually able to move yourself up the dial to, let's say, 92.7. So what was broadcasting at 88.5, all these interrupters, you're no longer receiving that signal when you're at 92.7. And that's why you experience the physical shifts, the shifts in your brainwave activity, and even some of the things that you were talking about on the call previously and then during our little break. That's what you experience as the outcome when you literally move yourself up that radio dial and start tuning into a new wavelength where you're not getting all that stuff causing static and noise.
Well, how do we overcome these interruptions?
Well, and that's really what the work with the music is all about. It's really providing people with a tool to utilize that to null and void the effects of all these things in their environment. There are other things that we can do too. I mean, obviously we want to eat, you know, good quality foods. You know, a lot of people are going organic, getting away from, you know, chemicals in their food. Where, you know, we can drink better qualities of water. There are so many things that we can take on a physical level that can also help in this process, and certainly exercising, eating better quality foods, improving your overall mental attitude. I mean, all of these things have an impact and can help us to really move up that dial and further null and void the effects of the negative things in our environment.
And, you know, I can't even, you know, begin to list all the things that we have in our environment that can be negative, right? So for those of you who are driving home right now, you know that you just got out of an office. And, you know, how much gossip do people have in their everyday work environment, right? And the energy that's in your work environment, whether it's the pressures of getting work done, whether it's, you know, you're hearing somebody else complain all day because they have too much work or not enough work or they don't make enough money or somebody doesn't think enough of them. And this lack mentality, you know, that just goes around. And when you shift and you start listening, you know, to your music, and you start becoming more centered, more grounded, and getting rid of those interrupters, it's just amazing the shift that you'll have in your life.
You don't feel that
negative energy field.
It really is amazing, you know, what shows up in people's experience.
And we were talking just a little bit on the break that you know, I was talking about writing a little bit more in my book, and I had a block, and I'm like, okay, what do I write about? And, you know, I just really wanted some type of inspiring aha moment. And so I pulled out Mark's music and started listening to it, and I was just tickled. I can't even tell you. I just started writing. It just was flowing right out of me. And I was using my iPad, so I was listening to the music, and plugged into my iPad, and I just started typing away, and I got a couple chapters written, and I'm just so grateful.
All right.
Right out of me.
When the book comes out, I want to see a little note in the acknowledgments.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Yeah, absolutely.
I was
You're
kidding.
Be in there. No, I'm not kidding. And that was my little surprise to you, but now everybody knows. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, I mean, it is. I really want people to go out. So would you mind sharing your website so we can get people to go out there and take a look at it before we take a break today?
Absolutely. In fact, even better, they can even go and experience the music themselves. In fact, if you go to www.mark, with a K, R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com/VIP, they can actually download themselves a free little playlist and experience the music themselves. So it's actually Mark Romero Music /VIP, and I invite everybody to come check it out. There's videos, there's little inspirational movies, little playlists, and of course a lot of information on what the music's actually doing in the environment and the benefits of playing it in the environment and how it can really help you create a more successful life.
And you know what? I think it's amazing. You know, I went and my friend Sue London shared you with me, and I'm just so grateful for that. And I went out and I was taking a look, even at YouTube. You got stuff out on YouTube and some of the conferences that you've spoken at and shared your message. And I just really enjoyed experiencing that. So, you know, I would definitely have everybody go out and take a look at it. You know, I bought the package. So looking at, you know, Beyond the Wall, looking at Sueños Infinitos, looking at the tranquility and manifesting, you know, with some different meditations, you're just giving yourself an amazing gift, and I can't even express that enough. So with that said, I know we need to take a commercial break. So I'm Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to align with our energy with Mark Romero. Stay tuned.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson.
Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hard for the money, and you are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Mark Romero. And we're going to talk a little bit now about what happens when we get in tuned and aligned with our energy. So, Mark, I'll let you start to share a little bit more about how we do that. And I also want to talk a little bit about how did you actually get into music. I mean, you have an amazing gift. And it's almost like your heart and your soul just speaks through your guitar. And I want to share with the audience really how you got started with that. So anybody that is listening that's having second thoughts about maybe doing something that they want to do, they'll be inspired by what you have to say. And Lynn, I want to talk a little bit about how we can get in tune and aligned with our energy.
Got it. Okay, so we covered a couple different things there. I'm like, can I go, okay, now where did she want to start again?
Hear a little bit about your story. You know, we heard about the woman at the, you know, at your conference, but how did you actually pick up that guitar and just not have fear about playing and just going for it?
Well, that's not really the case, because I had a tremendous amount of fear. You know, it's like, it's so funny because I went to go see Pink Floyd, The Wall in concert back in 1980. And the next day I went home and I told my father, I said, Dad, man, dude, you got to get me a guitar, man. You know, I was a high school kid, got to get me a guitar. Guitar was the total cool instrument. And so he got me this little, you know, $150 Yamaha guitar. And I picked that thing up and it was like love at first strum. So, I mean, you know, it was just, I wanted to be that rock star, you know. But I think something happens to us as we grow up. You know, we get out of high school, we're told to be responsible and go to school or go get a career. And, you know, that's what I bought into. So over the course of 19 years, you know, I worked my way from entry level all the way up to CEO of a multimillion dollar business. But music was something that I did for fun, but it was for me. You know, I would get up in the morning, I would play. I'd come home at night, I would play all night, I'd jam with my roommate at the time, or, you know, through those years. But it was something that I did for a hobby. I never had the intention of getting out and sharing my music. And quite honestly, I was terrified of the aspect of playing in front of people. It's like I could speak in front of, you know, 1,000 people in a room and just be like a fish in water. But, man, play guitar music in front of 3 people, and I became like this shy kid. It was really something I had to really process through and work through. So, you know, it's like people say, oh, it's so great that you stepped right into this and started doing this. Nope, that's not really the case. I fought it tooth and nail. You know, I never wanted to play my music in front of people. And to kind of share an interesting story to kind of tell you where I was in a coaching group where this woman would coach people in front of the room. And, you know, there'd be 300 people in the room, and she did some pretty hard, you know, hard coaching. Sometimes we just need to be hit in the head with a 2x4 to move forward. And so I'm in front of her group, and I had given her a CD and a thank you card after I'd been in her group for a year, had just transformed my business and what I was creating. And so I'm up there, I'm ready to get coached and ready to talk sales strategies and all that cool stuff. And the first question out of her mouth is, what are you doing with your music? And I said, well, nothing. And she goes, let me tell you something, Mark. She goes, you have the ability, you have a wonderful gift and ability. You can play music with your heart, your passion, and soul. And furthermore, you're ripping off the world by not sharing it. She goes, I want you to come back with a CD for sale the next meeting, or don't come back at all. You can go sit down now. So I literally dragged myself back to my seat, terrified. But, you know, I had invested a lot of money in this group, so I came back with a CD available for sale. And that was really the beginning of starting to get out and play and perform and share my music in front of people.
And see, and you were scared. And there's a lot of people out there who are listening right now going, okay, wait a minute. He said he was scared, and then they told him to go away, but he didn't go away. He created the CD. So did you feel something just kind of deep-seated within you that said, screw being scared, I'm going to make the CD, what the heck, and I'm going back to class?
You know, actually, with the CD thing, it wasn't with the intention to share the music. It was because I personally wanted to have an experience of what it would be like to go in studio and record an album. That's what got me in the studio. I ran 1,000 CDs after that production was done. I just gave them away to people, you know, family, people that I knew and stuff. And that CD ended up getting in the hands of that scientist, and that ultimately changed and shaped and shifted what I was doing at that particular point in time when I realized that I had this, you know, gift through music that could really help people and move their lives forward, which was ultimately why I left the corporate world, you know, 10 years ago now, was because, you know, I wanted to become a motivational speaker. I wanted to provide people with tools and resources to help them to move their lives forward so that they literally could become the composers of their lives. And, you know, but hey, life always kind of unfolds in ways that are surprising to us, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's pretty amazing that so many of us, like you said, you know, I have a son who is just absolutely gifted, right? Yet he doesn't quite fit in society's mold of, you know, going to college and doing, he loves to act, you know, he loves to dance, he's an amazing artist. And I just think that, you know, he needs to go out and do whatever makes him happy. And yet, you know, as his mom, I love him unconditionally, and I keep kind of pushing him and saying, do what your heart says to do. Don't worry about it, because if you do what you love to do, everything will take care of itself. Yeah, and I think that's really hard, because there's a lot of judgment from other people. Hey, you got to go to college, you got to make 6 figures, you got to do this, you got to do that. And you know what? It may not serve you. That may not be the reason that you're here. And you may have a gift, just like you said, to share with everyone that doesn't have anything to do with corporate America.
Right. Well, you know, and that was so the case for me. You know, I had, you know, worked my way up the corporate ladder. I had become, you know, a very successful salesman, and then executive management. And I started a company in my garage, and in 5 years, we were doing about $15 million a year in sales. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, this is great. But then, you know, I really woke up one day. I'm like, oh, wait a second. I've got all the bells and whistles that I was told that were needed to be in place in order for you to have a fantastic life. But yet, why am I unhappy? Why am I unfulfilled? Why am I discontent? Why am I unhealthy? And that's when I took the leap. I said, you know what, that's it. I've had this dream ever since I was a kid. I've got to go for the dream, because I'm not getting any younger, and I would hate to get to the end of my life and realized that I never went for it. And so I took the leap of faith. Was it hard? Heck yeah. Was it challenging? Absolutely. Terrifying? You bet. You know, did I go through the tortures of the damned? Yep, absolutely. But yet, I wouldn't go back and change anything now, because it literally woke me up to not only my gifts, but it also made me tremendously more wise about life, about what really matters. And, you know, it's been transformational.
So what would you share with someone about how to get rid of those beliefs? You know, we grow up that we're not, you know, you think about Don Miguel Ruiz, if you know who he is, with the Four Agreements, you know, these limiting beliefs, you know, from the moment we start school, you know, hey, you got to be the best in the class. And from that, you know, you're just judged almost like from the moment you're a child. What would you tell someone as far as the belief structures and getting through that, or just, you know, breaking down all those barriers, what recommendation can you give them?
Well, it's really a process. You know, the first and the most important thing is to set the intention to do so. You know, we are tremendously powerful, okay? And our intentions begin to set the universe in motion. So the first thing is to set the intention, hey, to let go what's no longer supporting me, to evolve into being the magnificent expression of life that I was meant to be, okay? That's the first thing. You got to set the intention and get clear on what it is that you want to evolve into. The second step is to look at to where it is that you're out of tune. And people always go, well, how do I know when I'm out of tune? Well, where are you having challenges in your life? Where are you having problems in your life? If you're having challenges or problems in your life, in your physical health or in your relationships or about making money or in your job, it is actually an outpicture of thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are not supporting you and that are not in alignment with the highest vision for your life. And so, in essence, they're kind of like the lights that show up on the instrument panel, the dashboard of our car, telling us that there's something within us that needs to be transformed and changed. Unfortunately, in our society, we've kind of been taught to fight our challenges, deny them, resist them, blame them on somebody else, but they are, in essence, tremendous gifts that can help us take our lives to the next level. I remember being in the depths and throes of the challenge of making this shift into fulfilling my calling, and my mom telling me a story. She said, you know what, son, gold has to go through the fire in order for it to burn the impurities out of it so that it can truly become in its pure, you know, essence state. And I'm like, kind of, wow, what a tremendous piece to remember when you're, especially when you're in the midst of those challenges, because let's face it, it's no fun to go through some of those challenges sometimes, but they are all part of the process, all part of the process of us evolving and growing.
And you know what I have found is I go through these struggles of fear, like it's, you know, I think I've gotten through it, like, yep, okay, I'm not going to be afraid of that anymore. You know, that's my ego talking, and, you know, now I've got to make it my amigo, my best friend, and just walk through it, right? And I typically feel that resistance right in my gut. So when I feel like, oh, I can't do that, you know, I tighten right there in my stomach and in my gut, and I just go, ah, that's my fear spot. That's saying, hey, Elizabeth, you know, your head's in the way. What are you afraid of? What do we need to let go of? How are we going to move through this so that it's not about something from my past that's kind of putting up a barrier that's not allowing me to move through it, but work through it, right? And I feel like every time, you know, we feel like we've conquered something, it's almost like God presents something just a little bit more challenging to say, hey, just want to test you out again and see, let me give you something a little bit more challenging because I think you're ready for it. And each one of those challenges I have found is an opportunity to share with others how I was able to work through it so that they don't have to go through that same type of struggle and pain, not so much carrying them through it, but allowing them to have a vehicle to get through with some different tools, with some different techniques. And, you know, we're going to take a break, but Mark, when we come back, would you share with us a little bit about musical mantras?
Absolutely.
Oh, I am so excited. Well, this is Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart Radio, and we're going to take a quick break. And like I said, when we return, Mark is going to share a little bit about music mantras. Stay tuned.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see.
an awesome song that was, because you know what? We are going to let go of some of those past faded memories, and we're going to move forward. You're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Mark Romero. And we're going to talk a little bit about music mantras, and maybe we could talk about letting go of some of those past memories with music mantras. What do you think, Mark?
That sounds great. Sounds awesome. Because, you know, there's always more than enough stuff for us to release, and move through and pass through. And that's really what musical mantras, really how it kind of came to be. One day I was sitting in the office with Dr. Jones, who was the lead scientist, a gentleman that had consulted to NASA, and we were talking about energy interrupters and quantum physics, and it was really just a great opportunity to learn so much from my perspective. But he asked me a question one day, which really kind of shifted the focus of my work. And he said, Mark, what do you think is the most powerful energy interrupter of them all? And I'm thinking, you know, well, let's see, Doc used to consult to NASA. It's got to be something, you know, like gamma radiation or infrared light, you know, or sunspots or sun flares, something like that. But his answer surprised me and it ultimately shifted my work. And he said, would you believe that the most powerful energy interrupter of them all is our own limiting stories, thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that we have created about ourselves, about the world that we live in? Those shape and shift our experience. He said, those limiting thoughts and beliefs are the most potent of all the energy interrupters of all. So from that conversation, I was doing coaching work because I work a lot with people looking to move past and break through, you know, certain areas where sometimes we appear that we are stuck in our forward movement in life. So I did a lot of coaching work around that area. And one day I got this idea. I said, you know what, if this music can null and void the energy interrupters in our environment, why would it not also null and void the energy interrupters that are taking place between our ears? You know, those limiting stories, you know. We've all had these experiences in our life that have said that we're, you know, powerless or not good enough or a victim or, you know, has impacted us in one way or another. And those stories, those beliefs, those perceptions, you know, shape and shift. They actually transmit to this field of energy, and the field of energy responds accordingly to what it is that we're transmitting. And so that's when I started creating what I call musical mantras to help people offset and null and void those transmissions that aren't supporting them and where it is that they want to go and what it is that they want to experience in their life experience. So actually how it all got started, one day I was working with a young lady who had a very common issue. You know, for 10 years had been trying to attract the ideal man in a relationship and had been attracting everything but that. And so I asked her one day, I just could tell that she was holding on to a lot of resentment. I said, you know, what's the resentment all about? How's the relationship with your dad? And she's like quiet on the phone. She goes, well, you know, we don't really get along well. We haven't talked for a while. You know, we didn't get along growing up and all that stuff. I said, listen, are you open to forgiving your father and letting it go? And she said, you know what, I am. I said, I'm going to play you a musical mantra on forgiveness. So out comes this piece of music. I'd never played it. I recorded it. I sent it to her. I said, play this in your environment. Next session, we'll follow up. We'll see what's showing up. She called me up 2 days later, and she goes, Mark, you are not going to believe this. I said, what's up? She goes, my father called me today. He said, you know what, 10 years is way too long to have unresolved issues. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation? She goes, you don't understand, Mark. My dad's like macho man guy. I've never even seen the guy cry. He would never do anything like that. And I said, that is because when you change your energy, when you change your life frequency, the world around you will shape and shift to match who you are being, including the relationships in your life. So here she creates this experience, ultimately an opportunity to heal something that needed to be healed in order for her to ever have that hope of creating that ideal relationship that she was seeking to create.
Wow, that is an awesome story. So hopefully she shared you with, like, everybody she knows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, it helps us, like you say, break through those limiting beliefs and, you know, to get the stories and the feedback about how it shifts those blocks that we have. Like, we're holding on to it for some bizarre reason. We really need to hold on to that bitterness, that anger, you know, that resentment for whatever reason. And the musical mantras is actually like clearing it and breaking through so that you can just open up all those energy fields to just be the amazing you that you are.
Absolutely. You, in essence, what you're doing is you're canceling out the broadcast, the resonance being created by those limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions, and you're starting over time. You can actually build a dominant frequency within your energy. And that, of course, is going to change what it is that you experience in your life. And, you know, and it's like, you know, 5-10 years ago, we would have been talking something like this and say, oh, you know, that's woo-woo stuff. Well, you know what? Quantum physics is really coming out to support all of this, is that our thoughts, our beliefs, our perceptions are tremendously powerful. It is they that shape and shift our lives. And if we want to change our life experience, we need to change who we're being. And this is a tool to help support people in helping them remove the resistance that gets in the way of that process. You know, those little stories, those little beliefs, you know, the things that we've incorporated in the operating system software of our minds over the years that, you know, let's face it, not all that stuff is going to be really supportive for us to move forward and live an empowered life.
Absolutely. You know what, Mark? We are down to just a few seconds left on the show. I want to share with your website at Mark Romero VIP, or is it Mark Romero Music VIP?
It's markromeromusic.com/VIP.
And I want to thank everyone for listening today, and it has been a pleasure, Mark, for being with me on the show.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, and everyone, stay tuned next week from the Heart Radio. My guest will be Elizabeth Summers, and we'll be sharing her gift about numerology.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.